The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I just want to take a moment this Wednesday morning to apologize to my family, my mom, especially my Nana and my uncles, for believing in me despite I was a juvenile delinquent. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
No, yesterday we were talking about this. I start thinking about all the crazy things I did because I block it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I block all the stuff. One time, I stole my mother's Camaro.
Oh, my God.
I went cruising. There was a big street. It's called Clements, way back in the day. And we go up and down Clements. I don't know why you just go back and forth on the same street. Whatever. And, I thought she's never going to find out. I totaled the car. So, of course, she found out.
Oh, my God.
And she forgave me because she's my mother. And love from a parent is unconditional. I don't know that I would do the same thing for my kids. I'd be so mad.
I don't know if I forgive your mom for buying a Camaro.
Automatic. I'm going to tell you something.
That's
fire. The
yeah, that's dope.
I took
good
the T-tops off.
And,
I was so cute.
And you robbed her of her experience of that car.
I did. The car was never the same.
How was her reaction when you told her, though? Did you call up and say, hey, mom?
Did she fight you?
I called her and she just said, I can't believe you. Believe you.
Your mom isn't the kind of, like, she wouldn't hit. No.
She wouldn't?
No.
Because Dana's, like, not, you know, I'm not going to say Dana flies off the rails sometimes. But, you know,
Dana definitely beats.
Dana's, Dana don't beat anybody, but she's erratic with her words at times.
Erratic with my words.
I could only,
that's a good way of putting it.
I could only imagine if your daughter was to call and say, hey, I took your car and totaled it.
I don't even know what would happen.
I just wouldn't even
hide from Dana myself.
I wouldn't want to be in the room when that phone call came down, dude. So the fact that your
mother...
I'd be
like, eh, can I stay at your house for a couple days?
Mom,
oh, my God.
Are you and Dana having problems? No. Ava totaled the car.
Yeah. My Dios, I'm sorry. I love you. Thank you so much for never giving up on me because now I'm here.
There it is.
It's never too late to be a good person.
Oh, God,
there's a lesson.
Yep, there is. That's what
my mom's just thinking right now. I just took you a long time.
Thank you very much.
National Day, Anthony.
Let's go and start with National National Ice Cream Sandwich Day, everybody.
Hey. Oh,
I love the cheap ones.
I love the Bluebell ones.
I don't like the Bluebell ones. I like the ones with the little rabbit. It's like a cheap brand. I don't know. What is it? Yeah. Dana Cortez on Instagram.
Blue Bunny.
I don't think so.
Something
dude.
Bunny.
Either way,
it's got
listen,
like a bunny. It is
we're very
cheap.
Pro ice cream sandwich in here.
We are.
That's,
obviously,
all, that's all that needs to be said. All right. And it's going to wrap it up on National Coloring Book Day. All right. Yeah, that's what you should have been doing instead of stealing cars. You should have been using a coloring book, Dana Cortez.
I should have. I never colored between the lines either. I don't care what you said, Mrs.
You didn't
Cunningham.
Even drive between the lines.
Yeah, no, dude.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to talk about the Night Stalker here, Crazy Crimes of Passion. Ricardo Richard Leyva Ramirez, born February 1960 in El Paso, Texas. He was the youngest of five kids. His father was a former police officer in Mexico. I didn't know this.
I didn't know that either.
And very violent and abusive toward the entire family, including his wife. His older cousin was a decorated Green Beret combat veteran named Miguel Ramirez, who would share photos of him raping, beating, and even decapitating Vietnamese women. And you have to understand, Richard is a child. And he also witnessed Miguel shoot his wife in the face and kill her. Richard, to escape his father's abuse, started sleeping in a cemetery on the ground in the cold, hard dirt. Then he moved in with his sister, whose husband was a peeping Tom. So he would take Richard to go scout the neighborhood and look into women's homes all over L.A.
This is a family of weirdos.
Anthony, you called them weirdos. I think you're talking about
sickness,
real mental illness. Psychologists say that Richard was made into a sociopath because since his earliest memory, he had no love. It was all violence all of the time.
It sounds like, yes, he's a product of his environment.
The first known victim was Jenny Linkow, 79-year-old grandmother. He opened the door, stabbed her in the head, chest, and neck. It was so violent, he almost decapitated her. Next was 22-year-old Maria Hernandez. He was hiding in her garage. It was open. Now, he shot at her, but it ricocheted off her keys, and she played dead. But then he went into her house, and her roommate was there, shot and killed her. And then later that same day, got into the car of Cy Leanne Yu, who was at a stoplight, pulled her out, shot her. By this time, police are on high alert. Like, what's going on here? These murders are happening the day of, the next day. Broke into the home of Vincent and Maxine Zazara, shot him, tied her up. She got loose, grabbed the shotgun under her bed. When Richard Ramirez turned around, she pulled a trigger. There were no bullets.
Ooh.
It wasn't loaded. So, of course, he killed her. this is the house where they found his sneaker print. And police started searching the shoe, and there were only like 35 sold. So that's how they started to narrow things down. Then he had a tooth infection, and one of the women described him as a good-looking man with really bad teeth and terrible breath because he had these infections going on. So then he moved to San Francisco because he got word about the shoe print and back to LA. And one night he decided to drive by this house when a teenager noticed. So he woke his dad and mom up. Dad ran outside, got the plates and a make and model to the car, turned him into police. That's how, between a dentist and the shoe and the kid, they figured out who he was, gave his photo to journalists, and they printed it. English, Spanish, everything. So he went to Tucson to visit his brother. And on his way back, he got to the bus stop. He realized on the bus, he's like, oh my gosh, my face is on every single newspaper, because there were thrown newspapers. And he went to a little tiendita. That's like a little Mexican store. Everybody in there was like, el matador, the killer, the killer. He got chased down. They beat the hell out of him, held him down until cops got there. He was beaten so badly, they had to take him to a hospital.
Oh, darn.
And then, of course, I mean, he was charged with 12 counts of first-degree murder, second-degree murder, 11 counts of rape, 14 counts of first-degree burglary, sentenced to 19 deaths. He died in the hospital in 2013 of hepatitis C. But while he was in prison, he got married, and then she divorced him when it comes to find out his first murder was actually one that wasn't discovered until 2009. It was a 9-year-old little girl. When the DNA results came back, she left him. But then this woman right here, a reporter, her name is Christine Lee, she became engaged to him. Here she is on Geraldo's show.
Handcuff key into Richard Ramirez, the one he hid up his anal cavity?
No.
No? Okay. Do you ever kiss Richard?
No.
So what he's talking about is he hid the keys inside of himself, and then he opened the doors so she could come in, and they engaged in a conjugal visit.
Oof.
This is a very bad person who was raised by a very bad family and surrounded by violence his entire life. One of the things, though, he said was, I never, ever tried to break into a home. If the door was unlocked, I felt that that was Satan's way of telling me I could enter that house.
When I saw that, I have locked the doors every single night. Every single night.
Lock the doors, set your alarm.
I'm more interested in the women who found something fond of this man.
If you go to @DanaCortez on Instagram, you will see his photos. Women said, including one of the survivors, said he was very good looking, but he had the bad breath. And in prison, you know, when you go to jail, the county fixes teeth. And so he would wear sunglasses to court. He had that long, flowy hair. He had a whole group of women who were in love with him.
That woman that was engaged to him, she looks like she was sick, though. She looks she looks mentally ill.
You think you marry somebody who is literally on death row for committing these horrible crimes? She's definitely sick. His last words, I am beyond good and evil. I will be avenged. Lucifer dwells in all of us.
That is a sick man.
There's more to the story. You can go to @DanaCortez on Instagram to check out the photos of Richard Ramirez.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, I think about all the people I've talked to that have never flown. And I don't know if you're going to love this story or not, but British Airways travels across the ocean, right? Take you from the U.S. to anywhere you want to go in the world. There's a 12-hour flight getting ready to take off. Problem with the food on the plane? They're like, no worries. We're going to go inside the KFC here at the airport. We're going to buy everybody meals so we're all nice and full. So it turns out they counted the wrong amount and each person got one piece of chicken.
Oh!
Hey, first class got a thigh, but everybody else got a drummy. Oh, I can't even imagine DJ Automatic 12 hours, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All you get is one piece of chicken, sir.
I'd be asking for everybody's coleslaw.
You didn't get no coleslaw. They only
ordered
chicken.
There's no sides, just all chicken?
Nothing, no sides,
just one drummy? Dog.
No biscuit, nothing. At the end, when they landed, they said, we're so sorry, we just had to wing it. Whoever said that would have got a 1-2 from me.
Oh, no. Didn't get no 1-2 piece. Nobody's getting 1-2 pieces. All right. And from not having enough chicken pieces to a zoo trying to fool its customers. A zoo in eastern China is denying that they had a man dress up as a bear.
Oh!
But if you head over to my Instagram, @AnthonyAComedy, you'll see the video, and the bear is standing upright and seems to have a little sag in his butt, too.
What?
So it kind of looks like a dude, but I think this is a bear.
Like, like a malnourished bear is what it looks like. Zoos often don't treat their animals very well. Not all of them, but some of them.
Let's say it is a man. How much do you think he's getting paid per hour to put on the bear suit?
Hopefully more than a piece of chicken. You know, because he's really skinny. The bear is not
This actor strike is just, you know, got some people down and out, dude.
Oh, God.
Well, we're going from China to Texas. A nun in Texas got busted sexting with a priest and is now turning it into a lawsuit.
Oh, nice.
Against the priest?
Hold on, Data. Mother Superior Teresa Gerlach is defending that she did not break her vow of chastity. So she's arguing there was never any physical touch, so it doesn't count. All she was doing was sexting the priest. She was only talking about sex. She never touched anybody. She's now suing the church there for $1 million for firing her.
You can fire a nun?
Yeah, I didn't know you could fire as a nun, dog.
Was the priest sexting back?
Oh.
You know they don't hold a priest accountable for anything inside the Catholic Church?
Nope. When you said that, I swear, I thought, get in line, lady. There's a lot of lawsuits in front of you.
She's trying to get that body of Christ, baby.
We're going to end there and go say our Hail Marys and our Fathers because we're just too much.
Oh, my God, dude. I bet you that confessional was wow.
We'll be right back. Those are the WTF stories.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, there's a new study that was just released by ndtvfood.com that tells us whether we should put our food away right away after we cook it or get fast food, or we should wait. So I'll share the results with you at the very end. DJ Automatic, what'd you find for the people?
In case you missed it, a California grandmother is being accused of running a global fentanyl ring.
Oh.
Hi,
all
grandma.
While working for the San Jose Police Union.
Pull her plug.
Okay, so this woman, her name is Joanne Segovia. She's 64 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And she pretty much is Walter White. She's doing like a Breaking Bad style drug dealing where she's living this double life. She was getting shipments from Hong Kong, Hungary, India, Singapore, all to her house in San Jose.
But why? You said it was like a Breaking Bad. Was she sick or something? Did she need money?
Oh, she was sick a couple years ago, but her family friends say they've never really needed money, that they've always been done well, that they've had good jobs, they have a nice home.
Damn,
they don't understand,
dude,
why grandma just started dealing dope.
She's a bad apple, and that bad apple was poisoned with fentanyl, dude.
She's
a real piece of work, bro. I will never judge anybody who has to find means of incomes through illegal ways. I'm never going to judge anybody for that. But I hate people who deal fentanyl, because it's just literally killing people.
Literally.
It's just not
it
even...
really is. And not just that. Whatever you're dealing could end up having it in it. Because everybody's cutting stuff up and doing crazy things. Mm. Now there's some kind of new drug that's even worse than fentanyl. I don't know if you've seen this on social media. You can go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. It makes people look like zombies. It eats away at your skin and it creates some kind of bacteria. You're rolling the dice with drugs, people. You're rolling the dice.
I'm going to tell you, Joanne Segovia, she's not bothered by this at all. She was at her grandkids' Little League game this week. Just
so she's
hanging out.
She's out on bail?
She's out on bail. She's just living a normal life.
Miss Segovia, I am disappointed in you, Nana.
I told you, Nana, not to be
acting like that.
Speaking of noses, all right, let's talk. Speaking of drugs, let's talk about guys with noses. How about that? No? Almost had it. Almost nailed it. Didn't.
That was good, though. I get where you're going.
I was going there. I was almost there.
I get where
all
you're
right?
going.
And
yes,
check out this fancy resource I have, according to the National Library of Medicine. A survey was done, and they surveyed 1,000 men and determined that the one with longer noses also have a longer member down there.
Today's the day that we have reverse nose jobs. Because somebody listening to this, damn, Adam, your nose is so big today. What's going on?
Researchers say it's due to the amount of testosterone that leads to the bigger nose and the bigger member for these fellas back there. So
you know, I've never felt prouder of my big nose.
Automatic, I swear. I knew you were going to say something. As soon as I heard this study, he's like, shoot, I ain't fixing my nose. No surgeries. No.
Never was going to do that anyways, but now I'm proud.
Big nose, big baby.
All right, so in case you missed it, a new study just released by ndtvfood.com says that putting your food away while it's warm or hot increases the chances of growing bacteria. Therefore, when you take it back out of the refrigerator to reheat it and eat it later, it can make you sick.
Oh.
Some people don't understand that, though. Even if it's just a little lukewarm, you do not put it in the refrigerator.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense. The other day when my mom was at our house, she was trying to put the food away and it was hot. And I was like, what are you doing? You're going to make us all sick.
And she didn't understand. So it leads me to, I just want to ask, Do you know if your mother puts her food away when it's hot?
Well, it could explain why I've had lifelong stomach problems.
At least you got a big nose. She gave you that, bud.
Don't
so,
worry about it.
Yeah, dude.
I got that from my dad.
That's the answer to everything, right. You know?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I have a theory about Drake and why he bought Tupac's ring, why he's dissing Pharrell, and why he's shouting at women with even bigger bras, throwing them on his stage. Let's talk about this and more. It's time for the best gossip, the Daily Dirt. Anthony, A, celebrity birthdays.
We have Addy Mikus celebrating his birthday, hey. And YouTube star Darius Dobre celebrating his birthday as well.
I want to start out with a serious story. Angus Cloud, he was known as Fesco on Euphoria, was found dead in his apartment by his mother, who called 911 and immediately said she suspected a possible overdose. Now, we say this all the time, but doing drugs today is different than even a decade ago. You are rolling the dice because fentanyl is in almost everything. And it's scary. I don't want you to play Russian roulette with your life, so just don't do it. Aye, aye, aye. So now here's a tough transition. Well, first of all, you know, Cardi B was at a concert, and this fan throws water on her. Cardi throws the mic at her, and people defend Cardi. Like, oh my gosh, you know, this woman should have done that.
Y'all did, not me.
Nope.
But
I did.
Well, I didn't.
As somebody who's taken a water bottle to the head, I defended Cardi B. I'm sorry.
Plot twist. Anthony A. let me know yesterday. Cardi asked to have water thrown on her earlier during a concert. Listen.
Throw me some water here, because I'm hot. And give me some water.
Yee, so it's a lot going on here. First, she hit the girl who threw the water in her face, and then the mic bounced and hit the girl behind her.
Dang. Oh, jeez. God.
She's going to be paying a lot of money.
That video brought me so much satisfaction, dude. And
why,
I thought
Anthony?
About all the lame broads in Dana Cortez's comment section. I was like, this is justified. I'm like, ha-ha!
Anthony,
ha-ha! Y'all, goofies!
My only take from this now was that was a hell of a throw from Cardi B because she ricocheted and hit two people.
All right, the video's up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. And then finally, Drake.
Baby.
You know, he made this woman famous because she had a double G bra that she threw on stage.
Yeah, she's going to be in Playboy now, right?
Well, now there's one with two sizes bigger.
What?
Oh. She just threw her bra on stage, and Drake said he wants to talk to her and, like, have an interview with her. Well, no wonder he won't do an interview with us. I just had a breast reduction.
Oh.
Facts. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
McDonald's is doing it again. A new release that you definitely are going to want to line up for. Food news now. Time for hottest hashtags on your Wednesday. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
This first hashtag made me frown. I'm going to do an emoji frown face. Computer chips are still, there's still shortages because of the pandemic. And manufacturing is trying to catch up. Well, at least that's what Apple's saying. So the iPhone 15 is about to be the most expensive iPhone of all time. The 14 remained at the same price in the U.S. and China. Now, all over, when they release a new one, it's just going to cost us a whole lot more money. I'm sorry, I might be iPhone 13 till I die, because it just doesn't change anymore.
You can look at the iPhone 7 and the iPhone 10 and the iPhone 13
same
and 14,
thing.
They all look the same.
The cameras don't, though. Boy, oh boy, you think that until you take a picture on iPhone 10, you're like, damn, is that from the 80s?
Anthony, nobody cares because we all use filters anyway, so whatever. DJ Automatic, food news.
As if Grimace's birthday meal wasn't enough, McDonald's is back, and they're bringing back something they've already done before. They're bringing back Pikachu. The Pikachu Happy Meal is coming back, and it's coming back with 15 new Pokemon cards.
I didn't know how big Pokemon cards were. Last week we did a story in Gossip about Pokemon cards, and I freaking looked it up. People pay tens of thousands and sometimes millions of dollars for these cards.
Yeah, yes. Doug. And shout out to all the nerd homies who were playing with them growing up. Joke's on me.
Yeah, now they're rich.
Yep.
And so you know that people are going to be fighting for these because McDonald's always comes with the exclusive.
So they're dropping in Germany and Austria first, and the U.S. date has not been released, but it's coming.
Damn, you think Pikachu's going to have diabetes?
Maybe.
Thick boy.
He's already kind of thick.
He already thick.
McFlurries, boy.
He's like, it's fur. No, it's not. No, it's not. All right. National Day, Anthony A.
All right. Let's go ahead and start with National Coloring Book, dude.
Hey.
You know, a coloring book is a good way for grown adults to handle stress.
I love coloring. I remember when my girls and I would just sit around and color. Now they're not interested in it.
I saw that doctors, therapists are actually like recommending people do coloring books.
Yeah.
Like, sit in there and just coloring.
There's a whole new line of adult coloring books.
Yeah, dude. They're pretty cool. They have interesting slurs on them.
And it's cooler than Pokemon, so get you some adults.
And something that is cooler than both those things, though, National Ice Cream Sandwich Day.
Yes!
Yo, come on, dude.
My favorite are the cheap ones, and I cannot figure out the name. Can somebody hit me up? They've got a bunny on it. It's like, this is a generic
bunny.
Or is
that a bird?
It's not. It's a rabbit.
I ain't here to talk about logos. I'm talking about what's inside the ice cream sandwich.
It's vanilla ice cream.
I like the Neapolitan ones.
Oh, Neapolitan all day.
Yeah,
dude. Those are the best. And don't do it sideways. Do it long ways.
I like the strawberry point meets the vanilla point. Ooh.
You know what I love? When it starts melting and you get all of the sandwich chocolate on your hand and your fingers, I just let it get real thick.
And it gets stuck
thick
to the roof of your mouth.
There and you I go. Just lick it off. It's so good.
You sound like some fat Pikachus.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.